BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
If you're 16 to 18 and want to get involved in making and presenting your own radio show, then Culture Mash is your show. Catch it at 4 o'clock every Tuesday and hear the latest tunes, news, views and information that affects you. Only on BCFM 93.2. We want you to be part of Culture Mash. Email us culturemash@bcfm.org.uk or add us on Facebook. Just search Culture Mash. Culture Mash is made possible by BBC Children in Need and the Lloyds TSB Foundation. Culture Mash. Your voice, your choice. Only on BCFM every Tuesday.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
This is Bristol's Finest, which is all pretty much based on... It's all pretty much based on Bristol music, but as you might have noticed just before the news there, we had someone who wasn't Bristol-based, Gil Scott-Heron, who just died the other day. I think it's fair to say quite a lot of the urban music that we're hearing tonight, as well as all sorts of other stuff that's happened over the last 20, 30 years, was quite influenced by Gil Scott-Heron. Now, I'm also joined by Tim Herford and Luke Barsett from the Transpersonals. You guys influenced by Gil Scott-Heron at all?
That last track was,
I don't know too much about him, but you told me about him a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah,
he's that track to me.
Well, that track particularly, you know, because I don't know whether he was, I've always assumed that he was talking about the wider revolution, like the revolution in consciousness, the revolution we're seeing now, but, or whether he was simply on like a black thing, do you know what I mean, at the time, because at the time it was the 60s
Civil
and all that.
Rights.
But I think, you know, regardless of either way, I mean, I assume that he was talking about both, because they're really the same thing, do you know what I mean?
I think it was, yeah, I mean, it was a sort of Vietnam era thing, wasn't it? Mm. I'm just seeing if I can figure out what, that was actually a 1972 recording.
1972.
So it was one of the earlier recordings of that particular song. Now, we've got some more... coming up from the Transpersonals, but I think what we'll start is with this quite a long track from Martian. We heard him at the beginning doing the tripping forecast at the beginning of the last hour. He's also a Bristol musician, so we're not bending the rules too much. And then we'll have some more choices from our guests here in the studio after we've heard this. Is one called Meet Test Abel.
Weapons are pretty well understood, but when it comes to atomic explosions, the guessing game starts. All right, let's take a few minutes right now and get acquainted with an A-bomb. Meet Test Abel.
A submarine bomb exploded in a harbor might affect a city. The affected area would be a poor picnic site. But might be entered briefly, a pass-through quickly, with a varying degree of risk. Some of the falsehoods circulated about radiation effects are trivial, but not many. They're beamed right at one's self-esteem. Enough exposure to radiation will cause loss of hair. The treatment, if you'd insist, would be symptomatic. A toupee. And the condition would only be temporary. Your hair would come back. Same color.
Like Bertha Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. Paul and Patty know this. matter what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb, dusk and color. Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. Duck and cover. Atta boy, Tony. That flash means act fast.
Trouble, soldier. You look a little bit worried.
Well, I am, Chaplain. Just a little bit.
Actually, there's no need to be worried, as the Army has taken all of the necessary precautions to see that we're perfectly safe here. Sir, have you ever been out of one of these shops before?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to see a number of the atomic tests. I feel that as a chaplain, it is my responsibility to be with my men.
What's it like, Chaplain?
First of all, one sees a very, very bright light, followed by a shock wave, and then you hear the sound of the blast, and then it seems as though there's a minor earthquake. And then you look up and you see the fireball as it ascends up into the heaven. It's a wonderful sight to behold.
You know who to turn to. Positions are always changing like the karma sutra. I know where I'm going cause my path is set in stone, but I gotta keep on time like a metronome. People wanna use me like I'm a stepping stone, but I set the tone. When I search deep inside, I can never hide like a faded memory is close by my side. Snakes and vultures, they're begging me, telling me lies. See them just feeding off my energy with my psychedelic chemistry. My words are my weaponry. I'm leaving the legacy, fake man befriending me. Yeah, I gotta watch these frenemies, but to me, these waste man are faded memories.
Deep inside, but I can't find fading memories of what I left behind. Struggling to find my way through. All I'm feeling, all I'm feeling is blue.
All over, but you're stuck in your paradox, praising Jehovah, listening to Hover. What about them kids soldiers? Fighting gets hot, emotionally they colder. They just doing what their elders have done. We don't need to fight for water, drinking is fun. Spiritually suppressed, so they picking up guns. Oppressed, so they fight, but we man would run. Thoughts coming to me like nightmares. Baby searching through the rubbish, wondering who might care. Don't watch who might stare. Searching for the truth, rude boy, when it's right there. People are starving, but you're flashing your night cares. Blatantly manufacturing my child slavery. Economically that favors you and me, but I can never let them be a faded memory. Done broke up, mother overdose, he tried but she never woke up. But he can't feel choked up, he wanted to wet a man till he got soaked up. Yeah, it's an endless cycle, stuck in between the Quran and the Bible. Trying to stay straight, didn't care about a title, his life was kind of spiteful. Drinking drugs was vital, just to calm the pain. Reconditioning his brain just to raise the shame. His mother blowing in the wind and he feels the blame. Living in the sin, he can't turn away. Struggle life brings, now addicted to cane. His life was turning grey and the elders say he was blowing it away, yeah. Went astray, lost all his energy. But how can you and me ever let him be? A faded memory, memory.
Inside, but I can find.
That's another track from local artist Low Dose, and that one's Faded Memories. Before that we had Come On Let's Go by Broadcast, one of the choices of my guests here, and also before that was Meet Test Able, and that Meet Test Able is quite an old track, I think from about 1998, by local artist Martian. It's interesting, guys, isn't it? I'm joined by the Transpersonals, two of them anyway, Trim Herford and Luke Barter. The Germans have just today announced that they're not going to have any nuclear power anymore. I think that's quite nice, really. Yeah. And almost celebrating it with that song about the nuclear bombs going off there. Annoying to me that they've got FIFA all over the headlines.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the most significant decisions since World War II as regards how human safety has been made today. And it's been knocked sort of down the headlines by FIFA a little bit.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I mean, I do the politics show here on Friday between 5 and 7 every week. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we get all the time here is actually the politicians are only kind of putting their finger in the dike to a large extent, and they're not really in the driving seat when it comes to, you know, our city.
They're doing what? They're putting their what?
Finger in the dike.
They're putting the finger in the dike, yeah, sort of stopping the...
I don't know anything about cricket or FIFA. You're going to have to... You're going to have to battle this one out.
He's saying that FIFA's all over the news, yeah, this thing about FIFA corruption. When you've got stuff like the Germans saying we're not going to have nuclear power anymore.
Right.
Which is getting pushed further down the list. Plus, we've got all these revolutions.
FIFA.
You've got all these revolutions in Greece. There's people protesting in France and Spain. Right.
Ooh, I just want to say about protesting.
And we never hear
about that. Make sure that when you protest, kids, you make it a party. You make it a celebration. Placards are all right and all that, and chanting stuff. But what it's really about is the unity of the celebration of coming together, and what you need is sound systems and partying.
Well, in the middle of London. What we need is
not shouting and smashing things up. Turn it into a festival.
Well, what we need is you, Tim, and musicians making a bit of music.
That's right.
Well, I don't think you're never going to change anything with placards or anything, but you can change the consciousness of everyone with parties.
I think you can actually
music.
If you've got a good slogan on your placard, you can actually change everything. Yeah,
yeah.
I think if you come up with the right slogan.
Yeah. Don't shout a slogan. Have a party, and then.
But you can get done for that now. Did you see this thing? There's that bloke Adam versus the Man. It's on Russia Today, and he went to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in DC, and
had a rave up.
Yeah, but they had it with headphones on, and they were dancing, and they got arrested for dancing, and these police were, like, smashing them on the ground and all
they
that.
They got arrested for silent dancing.
Yes. They weren't even arrested politely, were they?
No.
It's just like rugby tackled to the ground. Yeah. And, that's the sort of thing I would like to have seen on our news, is that actually is in America a democracy when you go up to the Jefferson Memorial, have a dance and get arrested for it?
It goes to show what I'm saying. They can control maybe what goes over the media and what you say and what you think, but you can't control a bunch of people having a good time.
Well, if the listeners should go and look at that on the internet, Adam versus the Man being arrested at Thomas Jefferson, just type it in on YouTube or whatever.
You've got another one of your choice, because we are bending the rules a bit on our Bristol's Finest. The Bristol's Finest on this particular 2 hours is you guys.
Yeah.
And what's your next song that you've chosen? I think it's your turn, Luke, actually, not you, Tim.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was one of ours. This is your Faustian thing. Sorry, that's my
What are we going to play now? We're going to play Faust, yeah?
What is this song?
Faust, Jennifer. I can't really say it's an influence because I've only discovered it recently, but it's brilliant. But it's sort of very similar to stuff that I've been into for ages. And it's not actually based on Faust, the play, the go-to play, whatever it is.
No.
It's Faust means fist in German.
Okay, so let's have a listen.
Krautrock. We'll be right back.
Sky Park by local artist James McGowan. It was also, he's the guitarist in the band we heard earlier on, High Fiction Science, as well. Before that, Ryan with Epidemics from Noel, and before that was Jennifer, which was a song by Faust. Now, do you know what part of the world these people are from, and what era? Are they modern? Are they
German 70s. They're still going now, though, but it's that whole sort of krautrock era. Yeah, krautrock was sort of a derogatory term, wasn't it? But
was it?
They actually sort of took it on, and they had a song called krautrock as well, but it's German music.
That's like the Quakers. That was a derogatory term, wasn't it? I'm changing the subject wildly.
Oh, right, because they were quaking.
They took it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite right.
Yeah, well, that's how you win.
Yeah.
What, you wait to be slagged off and then you know you're winning, isn't
it? Yeah. Like, people say that we're, I can't say on air, can I?
You can. I'm sure you don't have to use, you have to swear, Tim. What I'm sure you can say something which is not swearing.
They say we're all airy-fairy and all that, and hippies and all that stuff.
Who does?
You know what I mean? And what was it? Somebody posted something on my
Facebook.
You're not hippie, you're happy. And I said, a hop, hoppity hop, that's right. What are we talking about?
Well, we are now about to play one of your songs with this. Not quite your latest. Can you just tell us about this album you've got in production at the moment?
The one in production is... how many tracks? We've done loads of tracks, haven't we?
It's getting weird.
We might have to do two albums because it's turned into a double album now. And but we've actually taken on a sitar player and like a Hammond organ player.
Yeah.
So and another guitarist as well.
And this is going to be out before Glastonbury or
after? Yeah. There's loads to do on it. Probably be Christmas time or something.
And are you actually going to be able to play, Tim, the guitar actually with your finger?
I hope so.
You're going to have to get a stand-in
with his finger all the time.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'm sorry, I called it something earlier on as well, which I regret.
Yeah, well,
so you are going to be fit to play at Glastonbury.
I'll be fine. Okay. I'd play if my whole body was in plaster.
You've just got to exercise that hand.
Yeah.
Just do as much as you can with it.
I'd play it in a wheelchair. Because I love playing that gig so much, the Rabbit Hole at Glastonbury this year, Friday.
But Glastonbury is the only kind of free festival. Well, it's not free, obviously, but it's the only festival these days, is it? One of the things we're going to be talking about just on the way up to the 10 o'clock news is the whole festival scene and the way that it's kind of shifted from the free festival Stonehenge thing in the 1970s. Slowly but surely, surrounded by a giant great fence. And, you know, you have to pay money to go in and out of it. Do you feel a bit like selling out when you go to Glastonbury?
No, but this is what I'm saying about protesting, Lutzy. Turn your protests into the new festivals. Come on! Right.
You've got all these, there's free parties and that going on now.
Yeah,
there.
It's moved
away from the guitar bands.
No, sound systems, man. Sound systems,
yeah.
Right, we got another one of your songs off of this album here.
Kiss Goodbye to Free Will.
Yeah, that's right.
The Perils of Cheerleading.
That's great.
And this is ASS. I don't know if I can really pronounce it. I'll let you pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah? Asinine. It's a song that actually Luke and I, we both sing this one together. Do you remember doing this one in the studio? We were all ruddy faced and we'd been drinking cider all day. We had our arm around each other and we were just singing away together. We had a plastic bag on his head and my trousers fell down. Yeah. But it came out.
And this is what came out.
Yeah, this is what came out. It's a spiritual message.
Is all if you're left or you're right. Still means you can't go out at night. When I think of what we got to give, when I think of the way you live, it's got to change, you can't stay the same.
Bit of interruption there from some kind of dance music, but that was mostly the Smokestack Shakers with a song called Luxury Goods. Before that, we heard Asinine, I think I pronounced that right.
That's
from
right, yep.
The Transpersonals. Guys, we were talking about the internet as we were listening to that. The internet, one of the series that's been on at the moment, it may even be on right now, I'm not sure, but it's been on BBC Two Monday evenings, yep. Is this Adam Curtis series. I know you're both quite big fans of Adam Curtis, as I would say I am.
What
is it about him that you like?
Oh, where do I start with Mr. Curtis? Adam Curtis, it's his style of documentary making. He's psychedelic. He's mind-revealing. It's the way he connects dots. It's the way he presents it. The music's brilliant. It's amazing.
Some of his best stuff is actually, apparently, according to you, not even shown on television.
Well, it felt like a kiss. He only released it on the internet, so it's worth searching. Yeah. But it's all those archive images. There's no narration on it, but there's music all the way through. Mm. Captions come up saying what this and that is.
So what's that called again?
It felt like a kiss.
Yeah.
And it's Adam just Kirk. It's just pictures with no...
Yeah, no, it's like...
With a bit of music.
It's one of his documentaries, but he, instead of talking, narrating it, he actually... Words flash up on the screen.
Words come, like, you know, a caption come up describing something, and then... But it's more abstract than...
You've got to sit down, put some headphones on, and just watch it, man.
Well, I suppose if he's trying to aim at young people, he's not going to put it on the television, is he?
No, it was part of an art project, actually, about fear. But the thing is that he made it for whatever reason, and I watched it, and I've shown it to loads of people, and it's just, I just love it, and I love everything he does. He influenced the videos I make. You can check out the Transpersonals YouTube channel. I'm copying his style.
YouTube.com/transpersonals.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. On the internet.
Let's get this round to something important.
Okay.
The band. Sorry, no.
Well, that is the band, is quite important. I think you're quite nice. Right there, it is. So, anyway, we're kind of clamming up towards a close now. And running up to the 10 o'clock news, we're going to have something from Hawkwind. They have a Bristol connection is because, we were saying earlier on, there's a sort of festival scene.
Yeah.
I don't know if they influenced you. Do you ever listen to Hawkwind? Did you ever listen to them?
They had about 200 members or something.
Well, various through the years. I've managed to actually get a little short phone interview.
They did Silver Machine, didn't they?
They do influence.
That was their single, but they did a lot of albums. I think John Wisby is coming up after 10 o'clock news.
The whole sort of space rock thing is sort of in there. Like that, the songs that we've been playing have been sort of more like sort of poppy commercial ones, really. We're going to go more psychedelic the next album.
Yes, yeah, forget and all that. Man.
There will be Hawkwind type vibes in there.
I think there might be.
Along with Serge Gainsbourg, funky drumming.
Look, you can't go for it all because we'll be all day, man. All right.
Anyway, can you just tell us where we can find you on the internet and on iTunes?
We've got just type into the iTunes store the Transpersonals, and there's loads of stuff up there.
Just Google the Transpersonals.
Yeah,
YouTube channel is probably
No. Google. Apparently, that's evil. It's controlled by the National Security Agency.
Yeah, but that's let's try and stand good and evil now. Like, we're all a bit good. We're all a bit evil.
Yeah,
we've all got selfishness.
We can't hide away from the shadow self, can we?
No, we have to embrace this and look directly.
You've
into
got a sort of dark look in your eye, there, Lewis. Anyway,
let's embrace the dark and the light.
Thanks very much for joining us, you two, and we're going to finish off now with an interview that I did a couple of weeks ago with Hugh Lloyd Langton, who was one of the guitarists with Hawkwind. And then we're going to be running up to the 10 o'clock news with a song from their Quark, Strangeness and Charm album called Damnation Alley.
Okay. I'm Hugh Lloyd Langton, an ongoing guitarist that occasionally gets together with the Hawks even now. But the first encounter I had was basically with Mr. Brock. I worked in a little music shop off Oxford Street, and Dave used to come in with his pouch full of pennies after a day's busking or evening's busking to buy his spare strings and harmonicas, bits and pieces from this particular shop. That's how I met Dave, and I quite often passed him while he was busking in various locations in the West End of London. You know, it was crossing paths quite often. I was passing him in Tottenham Court Road Tube, the underpass, Tottenham Court Road. He just finished busking a number. So I just stopped to say hello, and Brocky asked me if I knew of a guitarist that might be interested. Interested, you know, like I suggested, I'd possibly be interested. We had a jam and all went fine, you know.
Can you give us an idea of what those early Stonehenge festivals, now it's been replaced by this thing called Glastonbury, but what were those early festivals like?
As far as I can remember, my memories of that period are a little bit hazy, to say the least. It was always a thoroughly enjoyable time, you know. It was free, for one thing, and in those days, I mean, I think practically everything Hawkwind did was a free gig or a free this or... I don't ever recall getting paid for doing anything, put it that way. I don't ever recall the weather being bad, and it was always a totally enjoyable, peaceful event, whatever, you know, which is basically why it's so sad that they put their foot down and stopped it all, because it's so, you know, but people aren't really allowed to enjoy themselves for nothing, are they?
Well, they don't seem to be any more, Hugh, no.
The mission was basically to entertain people. That was the only mission, to entertain people and enjoy ourselves while entertaining. And it was always a little bit of a circus, the Hawkwind circumstance, as it still is to an extent, except the old Filthy Luca tends to get stuck in the middle of it quite a lot, you know. You can only afford to do a certain amount with the finance you've got available. But in the early days, I mean, people used to get involved for the love of just entertaining and creating an artistic circumstance.
So a lot of it was based around this kind of vision of the future, a bit apocalyptic. There was quite a lot of that kind of stuff in there.
There always was.
Why was that?
Because that is the way things are, really. I mean, everything is basically, at the end of the day, pointing to the blinking apocalypse, isn't it? Unfortunately, it all seems to just compound itself, and I think nothing ever seems to change for the better. It doesn't seem to matter what anybody does, it just keeps on trudging on that desperate route to flipping destruction at the end of the day.
Only
radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol.